Maharaj Parikshit was very eager to hear more about Krishna. And so, after finishing their narration of Arjuna's kidnapping Subhadra, Shukadeva Goswami began to narrate another story as follows. There was a householder Brahmana in the city of Mithila, the capital of the kingdom of Videha. This Brahmana, whose name was Shrutadeva, was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Because he was fully Krishna conscious and always engaged in the service of the Lord, he was completely peaceful in mind and detached from all material attraction. He was very learned and had no desire other than to be fully situated in Krishna consciousness. Although in the order of household life, he never took great pains to earn anything for his livelihood, he was satisfied with whatever he could achieve without much endeavor. And somehow or other, he lived in that way. Every day, he would get the necessities of life in just the quantity required and not more. That was his destiny. The Brahmana had no desire to get more than what he needed, and thus he was peacefully executing the regulative principles of a Brahmana's life as enjoined in the revealed scriptures. Fortunately, the king of Mithila was as good a devotee as the Brahmin. The name of this famous king was Bahulashva. He was very well established in his reputation as a good king, and he was not at all ambitious to extend his kingdom for the sake of sense gratification. As such, both the Brahmin and King Bahulashva remained pure devotees of Krishna in Mithila. Since Lord Krishna was very merciful toward these two devotees, King Bahulashva and the Brahmana Shrutadeva, he one day asked his driver Daruka to take his chariot into the capital city of Mithila. Lord Krishna was accompanied by the great sages Narada, Vamadeva, Atri, Vyasadeva, Parashurama, Asita, Aruni, Shukadev, Brihaspati, Kanva, Maitreya, Chavana, and others. Lord Krishna and the sages passed through many villages and towns, and everywhere the citizens would receive them with great respect and offer them articles in worship. To the citizens who came to see the Lord and all the assembled sages, it seemed as though the sun were present along with his various satellite planets. In that journey, Lord Krishna and the sages passed through the kingdoms of Anarta, Danva, Kuru Jangala, Kanka, Matsya, Panchal, Kunti, Madhu, Kekai, Kosala, and Arna. And thus, all the citizens of these places, both men and women, could see Lord Krishna face to face. In this way, they enjoyed celestial happiness with open hearts full of love and affection for the Lord. And when they saw the face of the Lord, it seemed to them that they were drinking nectar through their eyes. When they saw Krishna, all the ignorant misconceptions of their lives dissipated. When the Lord passed through the various countries and the people came to visit him, simply by glancing over them, the Lord would bestow all good fortune upon them and thus liberate them from all kinds of ignorance. In some places, the demigods would join with the human beings, and their glorification of the Lord would cleanse all directions of all inauspicious things. In this way, Lord Krishna gradually reached the kingdom of Videha. When the citizens received the news of the Lord's arrival, they all felt unlimited happiness and came to welcome him, taking gifts in their hands to offer. As soon as they saw Lord Krishna, their hearts immediately blossomed in transcendental bliss, just like lotus flowers upon the rising of the sun. Previously, they had simply heard the names of the great sages, but had never seen them. Now, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, they had the opportunity of seeing both the great sages and Lord Krishna himself. King Bahulashva and the Brahmana Shutadev, knowing well that the Lord had come there just to grace them with favor, immediately fell at the Lord's lotus feet and offered their respects. With folded hands, the king and the Brahmana each simultaneously invited Lord Krishna and all the sages to his home. In order to please both of them, Lord Krishna expanded himself into two and went to the houses of each one of them. Yet, neither the king nor the Brahmin could understand that the Lord had gone to the house of the other. Both thought that the Lord had gone only to his own house, that he and his companions were present in both houses, although both the Brahmana and the king thought he was present in one house only, is another opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This opulence is described in the revealed scriptures as Vaibhava Prakasha. When Lord Krishna married 16,000 wives, he expanded himself into 16,000 forms, each one of them as powerful as he himself. Similarly, in Vrindavan, when Lord Brahma stole Krishna's calves and cowherd boys, Krishna expanded himself into many new calves and boys. Thank you. Beyond a neon, the material sky. In a land called Rudge, where the peacocks cry out of love. Beautiful boy who never grows old. Charms all who see him. He is the lord of this world. Krishna lives in my heart.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.